Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Matter here, and the matter is crucial. I don't like discussing topics again. I found out that every message in the Bible was not topical. It was not a topic. Starting from the time the church was battered. Okay, don't let me go too high. In Acts chapter 2, you remember, thank you, brother. What's your name, sir? Since you are the first to nod your head, so we are together. Brother Solomon, you remember the Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Ghost came? When Brother Peter rose up, he wasn't dealing with a topic. He just rose up on a matter. You see that now? And I went through every teaching of scriptures. Nobody discussed of every letter written in the epistle was because there was a matter that they addressed. So I wish churches can be dealing with matters. Oh, I had something going on there. Can we discuss, can we look at it from the Word of God rather than bring topics? Aha, that's it. I would love it that way. But nevertheless, if I'm given a topic, I would trust God not to handle it as a topic. That means as a teacher or as a preacher. And feel good after. No. I've been told to share on swearing, maybe through circumcision. But the key word I want to hold there is circumcision. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 4. We want to deal with the circumcision of the heart. And I wish we have another time where I can come to Jupeb so as to train, because Jupiter students this time, are they not plenty? Are they very few?
They are not few, actually, sir.
Okay, good.
Due to some reasons.
Okay.
Several of them are denominational and
mindset and all that. Those are the matters we are pushing here and there.
And we don't need to reach them enough.
Enough, right. So, God will strengthen us. That will be for another time. Let's look at my few friends here. So, we are not many, but we are many. I will have asked for your names, but no time. I will just stay with Solomon. Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 4. Read if you are there.
Circumcise yourselves to the Lord.
Circumcise yourselves to the Lord.
And take away the foreskins of your heart.
Take away the foreskin of your heart.
Ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Let my fury come forth like fire.
Okay.
And burn that none can quench it.
Can burn and there will be no one to quench it.
Because of the evil of your doings.
Because of the evil of your doings. Circumcise yourselves. How does your version put it, Brother Solomon?
Circumcise yourself to the Lord. Circumcise yourself to the Lord. Remove the foreskin of your heart.
Remove the foreskin. What is for? It's a foreskin. F-O-R-E. What's that? The one in front. Something at the surface. So the Lord said, remove that skin. Something at the surface of your heart that's not making me and my word to penetrate as to cause transformation. Take it away. Circumcise your heart. Proverbs 23, verse 26. I want to share very simply. Proverbs 23 and verse 26. Yes, sir.
be not among wine bibbers.
Eh, is that what it says? Go on.
Among real thoughts, eaters of flesh.
No. Proverbs 23, verse 26.
My son.
My son.
Give me thine heart.
Give me your heart.
And let thine eyes observe my ways.
And let your eyes observe my ways. Another translation?
Pay close attention.
Okay.
Son.
Eh.
And let my life be your example.
Eh. What translation is that? Good news. Okay. And that translation?
My son.
My son.
Give me your heart.
Give me your heart.
And let your eyes observe my
ways. Listen. God is not interested in anything than that. This message is not complex, but I pray God makes it fresh.
Amen.
God is not interested in anything you have. He's only interested in one thing, your heart. Now watch this. He didn't say, my son, don't worry if you're a female. Sonship there is offspring. My son, not borrow me your heart. Not lend me your heart. Is give me your heart. Let me ask you a question. I was thinking that it should have been to a sinner, but he's talking to his son. That's where it gave me problem. Come and give your heart to Christ. I can do with that. But to call him his son and still be asking for his heart is the issue that I have there. He's his son, but he needs his heart. My son, give me your heart. Which kind of son is this that his heart is not with his father? Which kind of daughter is this that his heart is not with her father? Give me. Don't lend me. Don't borrow me. But give me. I intend to share briefly on the matter of the heart. Circumcising your heart. Let me ask you. Whenever you talk about circumcision, what are the instruments you notice? Knife. That's the only instrument. Any other instrument? Maybe cutting wool or something to treat the blood. Is that not so? But you notice knife. This time you say circumcise. What is the only action you are talking about there? Cut. Is that not so? Now, when you cut, what are you trying to do? Thank you. Please be following me. So when they say circumcise, they say cutting. When they cut, they want to separate. And when they cut, they want to cut something away. In every cutting, do you laugh? Hmm? Do you see any circumcision that the baby is smiling? What is the baby doing? On top of his voice. Fast track back a little bit, because the word circumcision was a big doctrinal issue in the New Testament. I wish we had time to deal with it, but it's not there. When did the matter of circumcision came up? It came up with Abraham. Do you remember?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, sir.
God wanted to establish his covenant with him and his offspring. He now said, I want a circumcision. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Cut away the foreskin. But in Jeremiah 4, and Brother Paul later said, see, as far as you Gentiles are concerned, we are not dealing with cutting away of foreskin like the other of Abraham. We are dealing with the circumcision of your heart. That was what Brother Paul also brought. And he was agreeing with Jeremiah chapter 4. Now I'm asking. When Proverbs now say, give me your heart, italics. The axe that God is looking for is the axe that his knife has worked on. Please follow. God will not collect a heart that he has not cut. He doesn't want it. Please go back a little. I was asking a question. Oh, sister, are you here? Are you here? Please be here. I was asking a question. Should I assume you know that case of Abraham? Do you know the case? Do you know the case of Abraham? You know it. Do you know it, my sister? You don't. You see, those are the things that takes messages far. All right. Because of I'm a Bible teacher. So, and I can't manage it that she doesn't know it. And I go away. I won't forgive myself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you are not happy with me, no problem. Just manage. Can we now go back to the Bible? And let's see when the Lord first spoke. In Genesis 17, verse 10. Genesis. Oh, look at this. Now, oppress nettles. Are you in Genesis 17, verse 10? Brother Solomon, are you there, sir? All right. This, not THESC, but THIS. Are you seeing it in your Bible? Did you see it in your Bible? Oh, sister, did you see it in your Bible? All right. This, not this, is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you. Did you see in your Bible this is one of the covenant?
No, sir.
This is some of my covenant.
No, sir.
This is not you. My covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you, and your seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. Genesis 17:11. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. Verse 12. He that is 8 days old. Please, circumcision has time. You please follow this quietly. He that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Every man child in all your generations. In your generations. He that is born in the house, bought with money of any stranger, which is not thy seed. Everyone, verse 13. He that is born in thy house, he that is bought with thy money, must need be circumcised. And my covenant shall be where? Oh Lord, people are not following me. Verse 13. Where will you? This covenant shall be where? In your body. For what? Everlasting covenant. 14. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be what? Cut off from his people. He has what? Who broke his covenant? Which soul? The one that is not what?
Circumcised.
Now, you now cross to Jeremiah 4. He went back to that matter. That you know God started something with Abraham. This is not about the law. Hope you know there was no law yet. It's not about law. It's a covenant. Why is God particular about cutting? You see, it can be studied. Do you know it shocked me that after Jesus was born, did they circumcise Jesus also? You are not sure, raise your hand. Alright. Amen. Let's look at our Bible. Let's see from Luke 1. We have the issue of Elizabeth in Luke chapter 1. On the 8th day, John was circumcised. Let me look at that of Jesus. Okay. You can help me do a search. When Jesus was taken also, into the temple. But I saw Jesus Christ. I saw John first being circumcised. But I know that Jesus was circumcised also. But my time now, you know, in Bible study, you don't rush, you have to check it. Who has seen it for me? Nobody yet. Okay. All right. What where did you see it? Luke chapter 2, verse what? Can you read it?
A week later.
When aha, okay, there was a circumcised. A week later, when it came for Jesus to be circumcised, yes?
Excuse me.
When did they give him name? Ha. When did he bear that name the angels announced? After circumcision. There is no identity without circumcision. Sister, what's your name? Sister Joy.
Angela.
Okay. Please follow. Are you with us? It was after circumcision. My dear, read it again. Are we all in Luke 2? Sister, are you in Luke chapter 2 now?
Yes.
All right, please.
A week later.
It was a week later. That's 8 days.
When the time came for the baby Jesus to be
circumcised. Aha! Who were they trying to circumcise now? The mature Jesus?
No, sir.
The what?
The baby.
Circumcision is done at which level? The baby level. If you miss it at the baby level, if they try to circumcise you when you are big, it's more trouble. I can't study that Bible with you. You see, just let's go. Yes?
He was therefore given the name Jesus.
There's a therefore in King James, and I like that therefore.
Which the angel had given him.
Okay. Angels gave the name, but it could not be called until what? Until circumcision. What circumcision? The cutting away of the foreskin. Now, you see now, you look at this. I will have studied the meaning of foreskin with you, but I can't. Because I want to draw an application that is very simple, so that I'm not too complex. What's the application for us in JUPEB? I don't know you're struggling. Don't let me undo struggling now. Let me undo the matter. Jeremiah 4 now says, circumcise your heart. It's your heart. The thing I started with Abraham, that I even continued up to the time that Jesus, the Son of God, even had to carry that in his flesh. He could not have been our Savior if they don't circumcise him also.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, don't ask me why it is the male child yet. Because that's another study. You see, we are dealing with circumcision on two ends. The first end is what it connotes physically. Physically, it's carrying a covenant in your flesh. Spiritually, it's carrying a covenant in your soul. Hear me, oh. What did the prophet now is now saying? Listen. Don't let me have the issue of you circumcising the flesh and then your heart is intact. This covenant is not just going to be in your flesh. Jeremiah took it further. It's a covenant that must be established within you at the center of your life. Because Proverbs 4:23, how does it say? Reopen Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Holy Spirit, help me now. King James.
Keep
your heart with all diligence. Yes? Yes?
Above all that you guard.
Now, out of it, did your version say are the issues of life? What did your version say, sister? The one sitting in front of me. What version is that now?
KJV.
Of what? Of your life. Where is your life? The issues of life is from where? So, can you say your heart is where your life and the things about your life flows from? Can you say that? God now say, to have a correct life, there's something you must do. You must do what? There must be a cutting for correct issues to come out. When they say, give me your heart, keep your heart, they are talking around same thing. Are you with me now? It's around the same thing. Oh. Do you also confirm the Bible says the heart is desperately wicked? Who can know it? Do you confirm that?
Yes, sir.
So, our heart is desperately wicked. I like the way somebody said, Our heart is what? Have you heard somebody say, just follow your heart, follow your heart? It's a useless language. If you follow your heart, that is desperately wicked. In fact, there are parts who can know it. Oh, should we open it? Should we open it? You don't know. Do you know this? She said we should open it. I used to like that. Because someone said, well, let's just assume. You know, these are senior men of God. They know it. He says, Pastor, me, I don't know it. Where is it? Please, let's go now to the Bible. Who can know it? Have you seen it? No. Okay. I'm trying to also search my own Bible. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. God bless you, Sister Angela. You've opened it now. Brother Isaac, let Sister Angela be there. She's still trying to look for it. And she's the one that said I should open it. Oh, she doesn't know where Jeremiah is. She does. Should I help you? No. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Ha. Ha. Sister Angela. Does it mean it's been long you carried your Bible? She's there, finally. Yes, please read.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
The heart is what? They also say you guard it above all things. Do you remember that's what Proverbs 4:23 says?
Yes, sir.
Oh, don't look at me like that. Praise the Lord. You will stand up. If I'm dealing with Jesus once again, they used to talk well. Don't do senior gay for the Lord. Please don't do that. The heart is what? Deceitful above all things. Yes. And what? And corrupt. King James says, and desperately wicked. What's the thing that follow?
Who can know it?
Who can know it? Only God. So when they say follow your heart, follow your heart, I'm following you. You can't follow your heart. If you follow your heart, you are following deceit. You are following what is desperately wicked. Only one thing makes your heart followable. There has to be a curtain. Until you circumcise it, you can't follow it. And if you want it to be circumcised, you must go back to that proverb. My son, give me your heart. I've laid the foundation. Now, application. I asked the Lord, where is my heart? I can't study that with you. Because if you look at the description of how the Bible says, you know, I don't know if this will make sense. Do you know when you spell heart? Spell it. H-E-A-R-T. Is that also?
Yes, sir.
Yes. If you remove that first H and put it at the back, what do you have? Am I wrong?
No, sir.
Remove the H in front and go and put it at the back. What do you have?
Earth.
Where was man made from?
Earth.
When he offended the Lord and he fell, what did he return to?
Earth.
Oh, you are not stand up. Everybody. This seniority for the Lord is not good, though. I'm sorry, but it's not good. Respond. Sit down. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are going to see revival much more in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know when you are hearing God's word, something should be born inside you. But these days you can just relax. Okay, say what you have to say because I want to go and read and cook.
No.
You remove the first H and its S. You put the edge in front and it's hurt. The little understanding the Lord brought to me is that edge. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have gone through Isaiah chapter 66 and God said, from verse 1, I made all these things, so all these things you see, I'm the one that made it. I don't need to consult you if I need cattle, if I need anything on the earth. I don't need to consult you. I was shocked that verse 2 now says, there's only one thing. I'm the owner of all the earth, but I'm not interested. I'm interested in the art of man. Do you remember they say, what is man that thou art mindful of him? How can God make the whole earth? The mountains don't interest him. The seas and oceans don't interest him. Nothing on earth interests him like the heart of man. So the first H is the home. So your heart is the home of God. Is the house of God. Is the place God wants to dwell. But if you take that H and put it at the back, you destroy. You are telling me, saying, God, you are not my priority. And then anyone who put it at the back becomes earthly, and the earth shall pass away. Application. I see one of you nodding your head. God is not interested in Jupeb that you came to do. It's your heart. In fact, you know, you came to Jupeb because you want a means for admission. Is that not so?
Yes.
Oh, I say, is that not so?
Yes.
But I see the way your heart is pursuing after something that will perish. Can I talk very practical to you?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Are you the first set of Jupiter? Mm-hmm. Last set? Mm-hmm. Some of our brethren here did not gain admission eventually.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Watch this. If God has your heart, He will control your life. And if the remote control is with God, there is nothing like losing. Oh, watch this now. When you check results and you cry, it shows where your heart is.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, listen. It's quite expansive. I'm trying to. You see, I've jumped. I'm not following again because the time is almost up. When you giri of 200,000, oh, I will go. Rather, I can cheat to get it. Wrong. Guy, they say we have tests. We say there's tests too. You can copy to get that mark. Your H is at the back. You are now earthly. You know? This guru. It has to be done. It has to be done. It has to. If you hear there is test, you can be sweating your hand. You have lost. To do quiet time, no quiet time should stay aside. All the restlessness is because the H is at the back. Is the last thing. Home for God is the last thing on your mind. Hey God, home is when we die, and I come and be with you. You have become earthly. I remember when I said I was going to be an engineer. And I was going to be producing cars. And I named my first car, even without going to a factory. I already have a name, Pocahontas. And I remember somebody told me about an opportunity to go to the U.S. And I was ready to go and do mechanical engineering in the U.S. And I was prepared. My heart was there. After that, I switched. I said, it's as if I don't have money. My parents don't have money. But I must be something. I remember I came from a very poor background. So I told myself, I'm going to be very wealthy. Very wealthy. Nobody has ever gone to university in my family. Everybody who tried it was stuck. My own mother told me, don't know, but that's what she said. She said that when she tried to finish school, suddenly she just matched something. Imagine you're about to get admission and then you match something and the legs started swelling. By the time they cut it, do you know what ado means? Ado? That's what she told me. You know ado? You don't know ado? You know that's, you know calabash? Yes. Oh, you go on Instagram and Facebook people now. You don't know calabash. Holy Spirit, deliver this generation. Do you know calabash? You know this. You know calabash grow like a tree.
Yes.
Eh? You know there is a small one too that can become small. Okay, do you know Tiro? Father in heaven. Do you know Tiro?
Yes.
You know your so-called I leads today. The old form, local form, is called Tiro. Oh Lord, look at you now. It's only Facebook, you know. Now, you see that Tiro, it just have so small thing like that, that they will put that thing inside, remove it, and put it on your eyes. If they put it on your eyes, you will see clearly. That's what Yoruba say. If you put it on your eyes, then you see clearly. It's for the eyes. That small calabash, small. My mother said they remove it from my leg. So, when I knew my own father, I think he joined Molue at the time, as a conductor. Failure. It's a failure by excellence, that time. So I told myself I was going to succeed by all means. I started pursuing Liverpool. I wanted to go to Liverpool University until God came to me. My son, give me your heart. I thought that if I just fear God but I don't give him a home, it's not a problem. I can fear God and go to church. But God said, I'm not asking you to fear me. Devil also fears me.
Yes, sir.
Devil fears me. I'm not asking you to go to church. Hope you know Satan also attended church.
Yes,
can I give you the church you attended? In the book of Job. He said it came to pass when the sons of God came to me, Satan also was found there. Oh, you didn't know it? Oh, Anjolao, Tire, Anjolao. Do you remember Satan also went for a prayer meeting? You didn't remember? I can show you. I call it prayer meeting. I call it church. Because when the so-called sons of God gathered, he was also there. And they asked him, where are you coming from? You remember? He said, well, what is the answer? To and fro. Hey, have you not considered my servant Job? Imagine Satan came to God's presence and he didn't fall down at the anointing. So, he said, I come into your presence, Lord, today. Glory to God. Said, no. Give me a home. It's home I'm looking for. Not song. It's home. Oh, I can't describe what a home looks like. Oh, God wants your heart to be a home. And I discover the time you must do it must be when you are born. Oh Lord. Sister, are you still here? I'm about to run. Are you still here? What are you thinking about? Was it about the message, your home, heart, or you remember that there's a rice you have to go and cook? Okay, let's just continue. Because I caught you. I caught you. You were already looking at this. Your heart is what he's looking for. And my sister, until you give him that heart, God will not stop asking. And the more you delay, the painful the circumcision will be. Mm-hmm. Yes, my sister. The more you delay, the painful the circumcision will be. You see, heaven plans that immediately you are born. Once we confirm that you are alive, truly born. You know why it is 8 days? You know, some people die still bed. They say, let's wait and confirm. A week is enough to confirm that you are truly born. Some of you are not truly born. Some of you were born wuru wuru. And now we explain. How can you claim you are born again and you still watch what is wrong on phone? Brother, are you born? Because whoever is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And first mark that you are born is that you have left a place to come to a new place. That's the first proof. How can your friends be unbelievers? Those are the people you relate with and relax with. Oh, no, no, sister. You are more alive to African magic than to Bible. Are you born? I wish I can spend time on being born. The first mark is that you will hate iniquity. Now, listen. Not that, you know, you people are doing what is bad. You have passed those the level of good, labeling sin as bad. No. You label sin as evil. I cannot do this. That's a sign you are born. But that occasionally, I don't know, maybe you are here. Maybe something wrong. There's an hidden matter in your life. You have seen people like that. Oh, they are outside, they are powerful and fireful, but inside their secret place, they have a weakness and a matter pulling them down. A matter that does not make them confident. As long as you can quickly prove that you are alive, the next thing they say is circumcised. There has to be a separation. You must listen. I have observed this. Those of us that are correctly circumcised, we can't watch Z World. I know. We won't sit down with it. Hey, my brother. Ah, you bless you. No, we can't. What will I do with Jordan Akbar? A kingdom of confused queens. He said, brother, you also know. No, I went to visit somebody. And I saw the way they were glued. I said, what is it? They say it's Jordan Akbar. I said, why? What is the headache there? And some people, the way they are glued to it. They cannot go out to preach the gospel. Now, I give you an example. You know, you see where your heart is. You will just carry your bag in the morning and carry your book. You are in class in Jupeb. Iweloaka. Your friend is perishing. It does not matter. The weight of where sinners are going, you don't feel that pain again. Your knife has not gone through your heart. It hasn't. You can't have this heart that is circumcised and you will not cry like our Savior in Gethsemane on souls of men. Oh, I thought that you, every day preaching the gospel was supposed to be a matter. But you can almost go through that Jupeb and then you are not moved. This boy, this girl has a boyfriend. And you know this thing. Jupeb, how many months is Jupeb? This girl was going to waste her destiny following this boy. But you kept quiet. You became a dumb gospeler. Let's check how you are born. Oh. Are you really born? I see the way you now, you know, you say we are liberty. Christianity does not mean anything. You are not sensitive with the Muslims that are around you again. No sensitivity. As far as you are concerned, you can't share Christ with them. They are already Muslims. Huh? Everybody should have his own religion. I came here to read. Can we check again? How were you born? I remember I was talking to one girl and I said, You will come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you will show that you are born again. You leave that boy. He said, I should not leave my boyfriend because I want to follow Jesus. That was what you told me. Oh. I said, sister, out of Jesus and that boy, which one? He said, I don't understand. Do you know what I did to keep that relationship? What did you do? Do not be deceived. I came to that point in my life. I was a churchgoer, but I was a liar. I was a churchgoer, but pornography was there. I was a churchgoer, but something was wrong within me. I knew deep down my heart is corrupt. On the surface, I'm the nice brother. Deep within is corruption. And I remember the Lord kept crying, give me your heart. I know the day the knife came off, the knife of his word. And God said, this, because in the circumcision, there has to be separation. This one must go. That must leave. This must go. Your ambition to go to Liverpool Council. I decide what you are going to become. Give me your heart. Because I'm the owner of the house now. Your heart. I determine what comes out of it. Not you. What about my Jupeb? Will you go to Jupeb by yourself? Or you allow me to attend Jupeb in you? I discovered that there are two ways to live. It's either you are like allow your creator to live that life in you. Letting Jesus live his life. Or you living it by yourself. There are two ways to live. Before I close. Give me your heart. Oh, heart is so serious. Heart, the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. What God, I was shocked. You know, they wanted to anoint one brother like that. I said, surely the Lord said, no. So, Samuel, don't make mistake. Oh. I, the Lord, have rejected him. Man look at the outward, but I, the Lord, look at where? The heart. Oh, I will never forget when I came to GSCF the last time. The first time. Oh, and a brother ran to me. That brother, God seems to bring the knife to his heart. He came to me, he said, sir, there's something wrong with me. This circumcision, because if it doesn't happen now, you'll be shocked that till you grow older, God has no two messages. My daughter, give me your heart. And when you submit it, the next thing Baba introduces, knife, is cutting away. If that your flesh is now is still light at baby, hope you know it's still light at baby. But by the time you grow, it will have been thick. You will have accumulated fatness. God must still cut it away. And that time is more painful. What is it you still hold? It has not let go. Eh? Some of you, privacy is what God must cut away. Yes, sir. A sister said, what's that? We explain. Some people, because of privacy, they don't want to have anything to do with anybody. Even if they see somebody dying, it's privacy. Do you know? Say, it's my privacy. That's why every phone has password. Picture, password. Video, password. I told them, okay, what is it? When you password everything, you are hiding something. I can give Solomon now my phone. And I tell you the thing. They say, I password it because of my friends. At what? What is there that you put there that people should not see? The privacy move we see today is what has led to suicide and depression. This is how people commit sin and compromise in their rooms on their phone because they live alone. I give you an example. Our Father in heaven who started, you know, God is not private. He's not. You thought God's throne is alone there? In the scripture, who is on the throne with him? Who is by his side? Then after that, cherubims. After that, 24 elders. Is God alone? No. He who has capacity to be alone is not staying alone. When he wanted to make man, what did he say? Let us. So what produced man? Community decision. So the man created by community decision will survive on that kind of level. Yes. Do you know when God saw he made Adam, what did he say? It's not good that he should be what? God ate privacy with passion. In fact, what you call secret place is not privacy. Because who is there with you? The Lord. Privacy is not Bible language. It's modern compromise. I wish I can stretch that with you. He's destroying Christians. Will you allow this sister to stay with you as a roommate? No, I don't want roommate, please. But she's a Christian sister. Please. Don't want to allow. Everybody should just know his God. They that know their God shall be strong, shall do exploits. My daughter, give me your heart. If you understand these things, you may be seeing the Holy Spirit point to you that, what about this? Maybe your own is not even masturbation or pornography. Your own may be something else. This thing that you hold so dear. Why are you like that? If you don't allow me to cut it away, Satan has found an exhibit in your life that he's going to use against you later. I wish you will come to a point where you say, God, I'm going to give you my entirety. I will not allow your home to be last. Because if it is last, I will remain a man of the earth. And the earth will pass away. And all the beauties and glory thereof. Look at all our hajias, all our lajas. Yeah? Don't you know that you are, when you all came, are there Muslims among the Jupep students?
Yes,
eh? Hope you know you are supposed to be the light of them. You are not talking to them. Who did Jesus call the light of the world? You. Are you light enough? Confession. I'm the light of the world. Glory to God. Excuse me, if you see light, does light talk? Uh-huh. Light does not shout, it only shines. Who you try to talk? I'm redeemed. I'm of the Father, brother. He said, let your light so shine that they may see your good works. And they will glorify your Father in heaven. Oh, you know, there's something I'm looking for. You are not looking for it again. Maybe because your heart it has become earthly. You don't have the heart again. All you have is that you are just earthly. Do you not try a body when you came here and say, oh God, how can I be here in my department? I don't know if you have department. I know this girl. Amina, I know this girl. Rodia, I know this girl. Shukra, Lord Jesus, what will you use my life to do with them? They must catch Jesus from me. Do you have such a heart? You don't have, because it's not earthly. You are looking for certificates. Hey, sister, brother. Did I say don't study for Jupiter? You have to study for Jupiter because he sent you here. But you know when you are studying, you will study with who? You will study with your Father in heaven. That's what I say. Imagine all of them, they will wear hijab and go everywhere. They will pass by you, Solomon. They will pass by you, all those tabliques. They will pass by you. Not seeing you to challenge them. Don't you know that it's a fragrance that God wants that he should hose out? Because they're out of it are the issues of life. And if God has made it a home, God is going to use it to affect someone. Can I close on this point? Look at us now. You know, our brother has been saying, look at our number. Let me ask you, are you a JUPEP student? Where are the JUPEP students? What kind of life do you carry that can attract somebody else? See, but Brother Solomon, where do you people worship? He said, we worship here. Come to fellowship. That's the kind of thing we saw on campus. Oh, you just hear, if not that I'm going to a particular fellowship, I will have followed you to your fellowship. Something about you is attracting us. How come your Christianity is different? One answer. My heart has been given to God. But when you go home, you can watch comedy on your phone for hours. You can watch movie. But there is no come and make my heart your home. I want to know what you are saying in Jupiter. What is the passion in your heart for this? How many months do they use here now? 7-8 months. Lord, I have an 8 months to use here. What would you like to express? Where is, you are praying like that. God say, look at that one. Came for Jupiter praying like this. Lord, where is your glory? Reveal your glory. I can't pass through this place like this. If you are not praying your like that, your heart is filled with sand. Something else has occupied it. Before we pray, God must bring the knife for you. And when the knife comes, everything about you will change. You will not be looking for tracks to carry your bags. I must give something today. I must call this sister. I must call that brother. Your prayer life changed. Word changed. Worldliness is taken out. That's the first thing God removed. And the Bible says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What do you love about the world? They are dressing. They are talking. Oh, when you get to class, how do you relate? How? What name do you bear? Solomon. What do people know you for? The content of your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When I see what you are saying, I can check the content of your heart. When I see your passion, hallelujah. You are not following me. When we get to fellowship like this, when I see the way you are praying, it tells me your heart. I'm telling you. Shall we pray? Father Lord, it shows your heart. It shows that in your heart, the first H is at the back. But if it's a home, when they raise a song, they won't beg you to sing. Because your heart is a home. Oh, it's a home. I've been to places before and somebody was saying, relax, brother. I said, relax for what? They are raising a prayer point there. It does not matter if all of you are as cold as ice block. I am releasing something to God. It is in my heart. There is joy there. You can't be rested. They didn't send you money from home. Is that why you change your faith? If your heart is after him, you know that he who owns you can never leave you stranded. You can't be stranded, my sister. No. There's no reason to go and beg that person. All you need to do is talk to him, he who owns your heart. Oh God. There is no money tomorrow morning to even buy rice. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. I feel like going on with you now. Yes. I can tell you how I trusted God for pure water. I can tell you how I trust. There's nothing like crying. I don't even understand. They said the thing will be due tomorrow. And mom, you are giving me an excuse. There's no need. Your parents are not your savior. And they are not the provider. Bible says you only have one supplier. His name is our Father who has never given us this day our daily bread. They didn't say you should cry to your parents. Trusting in your parents is an error. It shows where your heart is. My son, give me your heart. And I think the Lord is saying, my daughter, give me your heart. Will you pray right now? Search my heart. Lord, search my heart. Please search my heart. And wash me white as snow. Search my heart. Lord, search my heart. Jesus, search my heart. And wash me white as snow. Search my heart. Lord, search my heart. Jesus, search my heart. And wash me white as snow. Search my heart. Search my heart. Lord, search my heart. Jesus, search my heart. And wash me white as snow. Search my heart. Search my heart. Oh, Lua, search my heart. Touch my heart and watch me wide. Hey, touch my heart. Extra sad event in Eco Tanza Baya. Ah, hey, Jesus, touch my heart and watch me wide. Three more times. Touch my heart. Wash me white. Ah, that's my heart. That's my heart. Yes, that's my heart. Yes, that's my heart. And wash me white. Ah, cut my heart. Cut my heart. Yes, cut my heart. Ah, cut my heart. And wash. Wash me white as snow. Cut my heart. Venam saladra paradisco pandea. Oh, whatever you have to cut away. Ah, oh, ah, search my heart. Oh, Lua, search my heart. Veranda Baski, Veranda Siva Latea. Somebody is here now. Search my heart. Do it, Lord, today. Search my heart. Search my heart. And wash it white as snow. Would you pray right now? If you know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, that your heart is not for him. Wherever you are, go on your knees. You know your heart is far away. And the Lord is saying, my daughter, today, give me your heart. You know things that have occupied it now. Today, give him your heart. Wherever you are, go on your knees. Don't pretend. You know that it's no more home for him. You have now put the H at the back. And the Lord is talking to you, my sister, and he's talking to you, my brother. Will you go on your knees as we pray? Talk to the Lord. Present your heart before him. And tell him, Lord, this heart has derailed. This heart is not concerned with earthly things more than you. Oh God, I give you my heart. Please go on your knees. If you are the one, not everybody. If you know you are the one the Spirit of God is speaking to, don't struggle with him. He's not condemning you. He's saying something must be readjusted today. Something must be aligned today. Will you go on your knees before the Lord if you are the one that the Lord is speaking to very deliberately? Take notes. Until there's a circumcision, you cannot carry an identity. God cannot identify you as his own until he has cut away and separate you from the world. Until he has circumcised that heart. Until he has transformed that heart. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. I'm asking right now. In your mercy, oh God. This is what you said we should say. This is the instruction that you gave. Would you pray and speak to God? If you know there's a matter in your heart, if you know you are struggling with sin, don't pretend. You know you are struggling with sin. What will you benefit? You say, well, how can I be? I'll go and talk to God in my room. Don't do like that. Make today a day. You know the hidden secret you are struggling with. You know the quiet matters. Would you talk to God? God bless you. There has to be a separation, Solomon. There has to be a separation, Angela. You have to make up your mind. Don't let your heart be hardened. Certain things are in your life that must go. Certain attitudes you are borrowed. You must come to a point and say, I give you my heart. Please, if you are the one, go on your knees. If you know you are the one the Lord is speaking to, that my heart is no more the center point for God. Lord, here am I. I'm giving it afresh. I'm giving it afresh. Why will you delay, my brother? God bless you. Don't delay. This matter is a serious one. No identity for you. God will not identify with you unless you give that. Oh my sister, why must you delay? Sometimes I know the Holy Ghost must be allowed to walk. Touch my heart, Jesus, touch my heart and wash me white as snow. Cut my heart, circumcise my heart, Jesus, cut my heart and wash me white as snow. Touch my heart, circumcise my heart, Jesus, cut my heart and wash me white as snow. Make it a serious prayer. No identity for you until you are circumcised. Until you have cut away worldliness. All the strange love of things in your heart. Oh, brother, if he does not cut it, you have no future. You have no covenant with him. The sign that you receive Jesus is this circumcision. When you put your faith in Christ, what God did in Christ is to circumcise you. It must be done as soon as you are born. A separation from the world. Touch my heart. Circumcise my heart. Jesus, cut my heart and purge me white as snow. We have 5 more minutes. Touch my heart. Circumcise my heart. Jesus, purge my heart and wash me white as snow. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother. Will you pray? That's my heart. This is a time to pray, Angela. This is a time to give God your heart afresh. God bless you, my sister. That's my heart. Ah, circumcise my heart. Oh, Jesus, purge my heart and wash me white as snow. That my, make sure you are speaking to God. Lord, this is my heart. Everything that is not correct that is there, oh Lord, I release to you. I'm giving it afresh to you. No more struggling. 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 Cut it, Lord. Cut it, Lord. Cut it, Lord. That it may be for you alone. Touch my heart, circumcise my heart. Jesus, cut my heart and purge it white as snow. Touch my heart, circumcise my heart. Hey, Jesus, purge my heart. Oh, you cannot pray again. You have lost praying. You are a young person and you cannot pray. You don't even know how to pray. Passion to pray is not there again. Passion to preach is not there again. Your Christianity is so dry. So dry, brother. Brother. Ah. Ah, that's my heart. That's on side my heart. Do is that cut. There has to be a separation. If there's no separation, there will be struggle. You will see struggle. My son, give me your heart. Oh Lord, we ask it. Man the practice cobra et the vela shine. And breath is to bend the labrina man side. Es paradillo fanzes. Oh Lord, here am I. 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 Don't hide anything. God bless you, my sister. Don't hide anything. Cry before the Lord. I have this hidden life. I have. Don't pray in tongues. Oh. Talk to Him, Lord. This is the matter. My heart is getting cold. It's getting cold now. It's getting cold now, Lord. I'm surrendering afresh. Take this out of mine. I will not take away your hope and put it at the back so I remain the earth of the earth. No, sir. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. If God can have your heart, there's nothing He cannot give you.